So let's talk about this wall. What does it look like, and how did it get constructed?
So the wall is actually made out of like a forest green colored shade cloth that is about 60 feet across and 24 feet high. So if you can picture that, you know, that large piece of cloth then tacked up on five utility poles, like that streetlights would be on, in Bruce Dwyer's front yard. So you can't miss it when you're driving by it. It's a very big green wall is really what it looks like.
Well, Ruth Dwyer wanted to put up this wall because she didn't want to be looking across the street at her neighbor's house, this new house that was being built. What was it about that house that Ruth Dwyer found so objectionable?
Prior to the house being there, that land had been an open hay field and it was put up for sale in 2013. It's just about 2 acres, not a huge piece of land. And then when the house went up, that was something that she didn't want to be looking at or hearing. There's a family that lives there. And, you know, she has basically said that she doesn't want to see the glow from their flat screen TV through the window. She doesn't want her horses to be startled by kids playing basketball. She doesn't like the lawn mowing. And I think it comes down to she liked it the way it was before the house was there and doesn't want to look at it.
Of course, the wall goes two ways in a sense. How did the neighbor feel, who the one whose house the view was blocked from the wall, how did they feel about the wall?
Patrick Perry is the neighbor who bought that land and built the house. It's about a 1,500 square foot home. And he basically thinks that it came across as unfriendly, and he was a little bit caught off guard by it. Didn't really know what to do about it, and eventually contacted the select board about it. Since then, he has hired a lawyer just to kind of watch the process as the town has gone through this process. But I think he's happy where things are at now, as it seems like it might be coming down soon.
How long did this dispute go on for?
So this has been going on. We're coming up on a year soon because Mary Ellen Parkman, the zoning administrator in town in Thetford, had asked Bruce Dwyer to submit an after-the-fact permit for the wall in late November. So almost a year.
So she did file for that after-construction application for a permit, but the town rejected that. Why did they reject that?
That's right. So in February of this year was when the Development Review Board rejected that permit. The folks that I talked to on the board said one of the major factors was considering whether there's an undue adverse effect on the character of the neighborhood. So basically, if it's out of place and it's affecting the neighborhood negatively, I think they felt like it visually it was out of place. Other neighbors, in addition to Patrick Perry, had raised concerns about whether having a structure like this in, you know, a nice rural neighborhood could impact their property values negatively as well.
And it didn't really end there because Ruth Dwyer, as I understand it, was fined for the violation. She said she felt targeted by that fine. Had anything like that been enforced before?
Ruth Dwyer has complained, like you said, that the fines have targeted her. And the reason for that is that the town had recently updated their zoning regulations. They put together these zoning regulations or updated them and said, you know, if a person violates such and such a rule, then refer to this fining document to see how to fine them. And that document was never updated alongside with the sort of main document. So when they went to go look to what to fine, that was missing. And so that's when they implemented, you know, some language that says you can fine a person up to $200 a day, which is, I believe, the maximum allowed by the state. So I don't believe that this has ever come into play, no, since they had to do some work to sort of get their paperwork in order to fine her.
Maggie Cassidy, you know, it seems to me that the upside of living in Vermont is, you know, small town communities, beautiful central greens, and involved citizens, neighbors knowing one another. And often the downside of living in Vermont can be small town communities and neighbors knowing one another and, you know, this close proximity thing. How have people in Thetford been talking about this, as you say, going on for about a year? Was there a perception in town that this was really a lot of unwanted attention, that they wished this had not happened at all?
You know, I actually think that there have been a bit of a range of reactions. For example, a couple members of the select board came out early on and spoke negatively of the wall, which I know that Ruth Dwyer didn't appreciate that. But for example, they, you know, called it the Great Wall of Dwyer. There were people in town who were referring to it as the Green Monster. I think that some people felt bad for the Perrys who, you know, they're not city slickers. They grew up in northern New Hampshire. They're, you know, familiar with, you know, the rural lifestyle. And I think they just felt bad that the Perrys were put in this position. On the other hand, I know that, you know, Ruth has gotten some support from people who feel that, you know, the town shouldn't be regulating what she can do on her own property. And I know that that's how she feels as well.
Well, as you say, this has been going on for about a year, but now Dwyer has agreed to remove the structure by November 1st. I mean, is this the end of it? We'll just have to get used to that view of her neighbor's house from this point on?
I guess that's to be seen. So the settlement that the town has reached with Dwyer, she essentially agreed to take down the wall by November 1st. That was through mediation, which is a step required before they could have both gone to court to settle this issue. So we'll just have to see by November 1st. If it's not down by November 1st, then the whole process kind of starts over again with the $200 a day fines kicking back in and the potential to go to court sort of reignited.
Maggie Cassidy writes for the Valley News. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.